You're listening to Totally Random Podcast with your host, AATG, the animator, and Miss Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Totally Random Podcast. It's been a while. Hope you're staying safe indoors, washing your hands, bathing to stay indoors. Today, I have a special guest.
Vimbai, how are you? What should we call you? What do you prefer?
Vimbai. Yeah. Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Are you staying safe?
My what?
Are you staying safe?
I am. Staying indoors, social distancing and all that stuff.
But now for you, it's like doubles staying safe, because last time you were also indoors because of your surgery, and now again, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm used to, I hear people complaining like, oh my gosh, it's been a week. I'm like, I spent 4 months indoors.
Sit down. Like, yeah, 4 months. Even 2 days, what?
Yes, I'm like, this is nothing.
Well, yeah, I just thought about it now, like, yeah.
It's nothing, really.
But no, it's different, though, because you're Kosaku.
It's nothing, and the worst part was...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying, and the worst part was, back then, I was confined, and I was in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can walk, can do all this shit, and then I say that.
Yes, you are allowed to say that.
But it's so random, isn't it?
It's totally random. Like, yeah, what we do not expect.
Good. Yeah, okay. So, lungs are good. It's nothing to me. This lockdown is nothing. You know?
It's not a lockdown to you. This is just staying at home.
I know.
But, you know, I was surprised. You know what? I'm sorry. This is not our topic, but anyway, what? Screw it. I was surprised yesterday. I went shopping for the first time, because here it's our... because I know we've got 2 day difference. I mean, as in you and Zem, we've got 2 day difference. So Nazuru was my first day going out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to see a lot of people mm-hmm. in the road than usual. I was like, aren't we all
people are crazy.
I was like, aren't we supposed to be indoors? And then I went to the store. I went to Pick and Pay, and then there was not a humongous line, but there was like, you know, a tiny line. I was like, okay, it's not bad. And there was a lot of people than normal. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, damn.
Okay. What's happening? What's happening? I don't know. Even because we're not taking it seriously.
No, do you know what? A lot of people are saying,
even the side is the same.
I saw a skit. Like, people think that it's white people stuff, and it's only for those who have been at the airport and all that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, guys.
I know.
And then I promise you, last time I went...
People are feeling it. Uh-huh.
I went for a shoot on a Saturday, 2 days before our lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I took two mm-hmm. Ubers going there and coming back. But Pandakashke Kukumba when they shooter, they were not cautious about you know, touching their faces, coughing and shaking hands and all that. I was like, I was worried. I panicked. I got home, started feeling weird. I started feeling my chest pains, coughing. She
sipped
in my head. I was like, I'm gone. I called my doctor. I was like, oh, I'm coming tomorrow. I'm coming tomorrow. And I went there, and then she was like, no, it happened. I was no more. I promise you, I went to the doctor. Oh, I'd rather die. I don't want to die. I went to the doctor.
I've been having symptoms all week. Nothing so long would take my mom. Grandma, it's my throat. Next, anything I get it the next day. Bravo.
Yeah. But I was worried. But then she comforted me.
It's just the brain.
It is. It's all in our brain. Like, it's fear. Have you watched the movie?
Yeah.
What's it? Contagion. Contagion. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Which one is that?
Okay. It's a movie that says what's happening now. But in the Eputaratar, like, I don't know, 6 years ago. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Okay, I heard people talk about it. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, do you know, in an embedded cloud, if a lot of people talk about it, I don't want to watch it. So then I'm just going to watch it in my own time.
Especially with this. This is not cool.
Yeah. So I'm not watching
it. This is not fun at all.
And you're an Avengers fan, right?
I don't still watch it.
You're a Marvel fan.
Yes.
Yeah, we see you. And I haven't. I know you're gonna hate me, but I haven't watched The Last Avengers.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you right now.
So I have it. So I have it, right? So the covenant, let me play it. The Game Boy Warner. Then I watched like 15 minutes in, and I was like, damn, I'm hungry, I need to cook. Then I started cooking while I'm watching it. I was like, you know what? I'll sit down properly next time and just watch it. Till today, there's nothing. I haven't watched it.
You're so wet. Sorry, but you're so wet. How, you haven't watched anything?
I haven't. I was supposed to watch it at the movie house, and then like I shared with me. You won't go in there with that. So I was like, I can't consider that. It's going to be what I want to do that, because you're just going to be...
That's
2017
stuff now.
Yeah. And we're in 2020. Anyways, back to your blogging. I know we do that. This is totally random.
You're not my friend.
This is totally random. Totally random. So, I fell in love with your latest blog. I'm gonna say much because I want people to go and read it. I don't want to say much about it because I want people to read it. I was talking about Wabansky, the audio version of your blog. I want them to go and read so that we can get those numbers up. I'll put all the links on my page and all that. I'm sorry. But yeah. So we're just gonna talk Bichan. Just a little bit. Just
Okay.
What's cutting?
Okay.
So.
Can you imagine that I wrote that when I was 16?
What?
I promise. 16. I promise you. 16. That was 2011 when I wrote that.
Yeah.
So, after exams, nothing to do, mm-hmm. I'd usually write short stories and, you know, give people to read and stuff like that. So I wrote that story, and I noticed that people liked it back then, in 2011. So I just kept the book. So this whole period I was thinking, oh, what should I write? Mm-hmm. Nothing was coming to me. So yeah. I was just like, you know what? Let's do this.
Yeah. And then
So it's called a game. Oh, odds.
Chopper nyonyo. I give it a stamp of approval. For those who don't know, we've been.
It means a lot coming from you. You thief.
Yeah?
I said, you thief.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the band I have been friends for the longest, like I don't know, forever.
Half my life.
Yeah, like she knows everything about me. I know everything about him.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So we did not know about these talents at all. Could
so right.
It's good to show you. Pana blogger, pana video, pana photographer, pana videographer. But hey. Here we are now.
But hey, you have always known. You have always known you've loved designing from, since.
Yeah, since forever. But then, Pepe, then you could do a trungo it out, yeah. Just kungo, you know, cut that. But I think it's a good thing.
You're so into it.
And, you know, I hate myself till now. I used Nekuna Kudrua, Dara. But then I just stopped drawing. But now that which it done, I don't draw.
What was that nickname? What was that nickname that she used to have?
Okay. The nickname. We're not doing that.
Nickname.
T-Bone.
Wow. The pattern you used to make was about T-Bone. You'd print out T-Bone all the time.
Everything that I do, that goes like a T-Bone and T. Wow. Now, turn this. Oh, picture. Okay. All right. It's fine. Okay, I've got a few questions from your blog.
Okay.
About love, because you know, love,
right.
Love is fun. Love is interesting.
Love is
also frustrating. Like, I think love is the most frustrating thing on planet Earth. If you do not know what love is, so what's your take on love? What is love? Excuse me, what is love?
Love?
Yes.
Okay, I think firstly I define love as balance.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard. People are going to say, oh, it's hard. Yeah. Balance or whatever, but just finding that balance in that, oh, you know, craziness. Because I feel it's a two-way street. So whatever you give, you must get.
That's true.
So, for me, balance is like the center of it all. So if you're not getting something back, it's not love. Believe me.
Wait, that's scary. What do you mean? I didn't know we're supposed to be getting something out of this.
It's not love, you're probably infatuated, it's probably a crazy crush, it's probably something, but if it's really love, it's reciprocated.
Wow. Okay. Alright.
That's
what you think. And do you know what?
That's right.
Why is it love is crazy? Because love has got so many theories. Love has got no formula. That's my take.
True.
Love has got no formula. So you've got your own definition. I've got my own definition, but they all come out to the same point. Like they all meet at the end.
Yeah. What's yours?
I was not expecting that. my take on love is same with yours. Like it's a two-way street. You're supposed to feel love. Love is supposed to move you. You're not supposed to be controlled. You're not supposed to think about things if you're in love.
Wow.
It's just supposed to be in sync.
Deep.
Yeah. I've had so many problems with my exes and all that but we're in sync.
Yeah.
Not kuti. I feel like, cause once you start thinking about, okay, my love is on a relationship base.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, once you start feeling like you're doing more than your partner, that's when just starts to crumble. You're not supposed to think that you're just supposed to be in sync. That's going to be synchronized.
They do dig.
Compromise are good. But manji, teach talent. Manji, 6 years.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me. That's me.
Yeah, you are totally right. You're totally right.
Uh-huh. Okay, one last question before we get into your first song. How do you know that this is love? I know you partially touched it, but how do you know you're in love in a relationship?
I have to say, I always say the moment you start thinking, something is going on. Like what you're saying, when, you know, things just, you can't place it, you can't say EG. You feel it. It's like what you're saying, love is more of a feeling than anything else.
Yeah.
You just, you feel it, you feel it, you feel it, you just do everything for them. Like, you want to be with them, you want to talk to them. Anything that happens, they're the first person that comes into your head. Yeah. It's all about them.
It's all about them. And it's, yeah, it's not, it's all about them for your benefit, for your, the benefit of both of you. Okay.
My screen just broke. You don't even care. Exactly. I always find it funny when people, after they break up, well, there's this, I mean, the chief, that show, Network Star FM.
Which one do you
mean? That 5 p.m. one, the G?
The 3 to 6.
KVG in Pakistan.
Yeah.
The one. There was a story I read about how would the guy feel if a girl breaks up with her, like, a month after Valentine's, at your mode.
What?
And people are like, yeah, like, say we're dating, auntie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you buy me a car on Valentine's.
Yes.
And then I break up with you 2 weeks after.
Yeah, okay.
The people are just talking. Yeah, Zita, I'm trying to do a quarter. So I'm like, then, if you do something for someone, then I'm like, honestly, it's not bored, but you can't quantify mortar or rua or anything to love. I know it hurts. I know it sucks, but if you did it out of love, then it shouldn't be, you know, something you hold on to static.
Yeah, exactly. Do panel. Ndosakaona zvizonetsana kuti kana varambana kuti hunze ndikokutengera zvese. And I ndaku takura from here to here, so it's just as well it's all to this much. So you were not doing it out of love, you were doing it out of petty, because you were where you knew kuti I'm in this relationship and I do not deserve being by. So I'm doing all this to keep being by. So now kana warambwa,
that's
wakurwadziwa, because you used a lot of money, you lose a lot of material that you were not supposed to use on her. So you want it back because it was never hers anyway.
Exactly.
Saka.
Say no more. I'm surprised you're actually telling me all of this. I never thought of you as, you know.
This is why I have this podcast, because I don't know how to fungo, I don't know how to get
it. This is so random.
It's too random. So yeah, I won't go deep into that. We're not fast running out of time. We are almost in sync on time, Chi. So I'm gonna put your song, Coco Pedzira, cause yours is yours. It's special that way. So my first song is by Fusion 5 Mambiro, Katarina.
We're playing yours first.
Yes. Because it will match a true good tower. If you know what I mean. Cool. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll play yours first too. But now we're playing Fusion 5 Mambiro, Katarina. If you listen to this song,
I
want to
play
You're listening to Totally Random Podcast with your host, ATG, the animator.
Where it always feels good. Give you my love, Rudo Runo Pao Pakatik, Hanimo Founda Kakuchit, Totamba Juice Kanaka Soda, Juice Kanaka Soda, Vince Pandokona, Pandokona, and Bandita Soba, Original Zimbabwean, Hatimbo Fata Risana. Oh no no oh no no oh nado Bano day that is ungano. I love you, 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 my baby. I wanna make you my woman, show you a real man. I love you, 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 my baby. I wanna make you my woman, show you a real man. Katarina, yeah.
Ukandirama wani baya bano timba Katarina ye Katarina ye Katarina ye Ukandirama wani baya bano timba
Good vibes Katarina
don't leave Ukandirama shirina nindi If I die in nichiru ngujonsi Ukandirama shirina nindi If I die if you break up with me I'd rather die Iwe
Love will make you go crazy.
Yes, love will make you go crazy. That was featuring Five Mangwiro, Katarina. Katarina with a K. Wait, what? Is that the correct spelling? With a K? Not with a C. Actually, with a K. I'm sorry. It's a K. It's with a K. That was featuring Five Mangwiro, Katarina. So, of A, Vimbo was asking why I love
it. Really?
Of every must ask me why I love this song. I love this song because it's Hapanam na Atlante dedicated also.
Speaks volume.
But yeah, that was Fusion 5. Talented people. It's a 2019 song. Oh, the video.
Yeah, very good.
Sorry?
Be good,
yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next question. So, on back to your blogging now, back to your blogging and all that. What's your creative process? I see blog your pesira. It's from previous work, but still, what brings you to write? Kutinditi write na kuchinyora issues. And this is what I'm going to give the people, my fans. Tell my fans, do you know that? I was looking at your status. Damn. Sort of celebrity.
Okay. Well, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's funny is, honestly speaking, I believe that go spiritual.
Go for it. Preach, sister. Preach.
I honestly believe God gives me something to write. Because I always have problems with people saying, why haven't you written anything? You need to post every 2 days. Mm-hmm. You need to... You know, like that... that vashe would you... Post something. I have tried that. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all this while I was like, this period, this lockdown period, I want to like get 3 articles a week and all that stuff. I'm blank. I am blank.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when something comes to me, usually when I'm doing the dishes, that's when I think of something.
Yeah.
So usually what I write about is my opinion towards something that I've seen happening or something that has happened close to me. I think the only articles that I've written that a person scores to a beautiful and a friend in need. Okay. The rest are just random thoughts.
That just come to you, get visions over it.
Yeah. So when I start feeling... And I have to stop whatever I'm doing and start writing there and then, otherwise I forget.
It's true. I have so many ideas that I had. Ideas. I'm going to make this. So now I'm still thinking about it. But now I'm trying to say
You see, so sometimes I resorted to like recording it on my phone, but just the main points. And then if I'm busy, I just get my phone and record what I'm thinking, and then I try to develop it later if I'm busy.
Okay, getting some tips. All right, good. I wanted to be all techy, all stuff, bing, and then do chance at tech. I was like, I'll write them down on my notes per phone. So now, that's not what, when I'm writing down a notebook, so now I write things down. So when you write things down, we you remember them. Well, I remember them.
That's true.
I remember them faster than kunyaraba phone bang. Because I'm used to typing on my phone. So what I type now, I should be remembering it. It's just things and do kuti. What did I say? Let's meet what. Because we're always on our phones. Saka, now phone is just, my hand is like, my hand is like, oh, we can do this. Okay. And my pen's like, okay. Oh, okay, this is what's happening. And then my eyes were like, okay, you can write this. So, yeah. So, yeah, I prefer writing down.
I know. And also, in Inini, what I do is, I don't start by typing. I have a note. But I have all my blogs, the posts that I have, I write it down with a pen first. Because I feel better writing it that way. Yeah. It comes out better, and then I have to type. Typing is annoying me. Right now I'm trying to type tomorrow's episode, I'm failing.
What in your episode? But you're not done with Zuri, even us, right?
What?
Your blog. Yeah, put that in.
It's
very
but
then it's be continued,
isn't it? So
we're
going on.
It's going on. In any church, from writing per notebook is when I was in school, when I was in college in 2012. When I was in college in 2012, I wrote a lot, a bunch of ideas. And I knew like I want. And I lost the notebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I might as well write my notes and then it's synchronized. If I lose my phone, the notes don't go to one up a cloud. But now that Zoka Shikari for 2 notes.
But Tanaka.
Yeah.
But Hona, Inini, fine, Inini, everything I write is so special to me. So I have things from 2009. I have these books from 2011. I still have them.
Hey.
I'm a keeper.
Clearly you're a keeper.
I'm a keeper.
So okay, on your blog there, you mentioned the lady there. You mentioned the girl there. You wanna tell us more about that?
I mentioned about what?
So in your last blog, the Against All Odds, there's this side dialogue of a girl, and she's narrating her story.
Yeah,
yes. What's that? What's
yes.
What's happening there? Who's? Is it what we see?
Let me
just
say it. There is more. There is. It's like a series of twists and turns, and you're going to see what I said against all odds.
Wow. Okay. All right. It's like we don't get. Yeah. There's no exclusive. You know, exclusive info. GG for us. What? Nothing. Yeah.
Just know that shit is about to go down.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, shit is about to go down with Michael.
Damn, okay.
Damn.
It is.
Yeah.
So this short segment here is about to be done, actually. Now we're getting into our second song. Then that could play Young Food, but we'll play yours.
What's your selection?
Tell us what's your song and why.
My favorite what?
And tell us about your song that we're about to play now.
My favorite song.
The song that we're about to play now by Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called Chang Li by Nicki Minaj. Why? Because she is saying I'm the boss.
So you're a Nicki Minaj.
You know, I like my women bossed up.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite?
I am. She's the GOAT.
Who's your favorite, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B? Nicki.
I am team Nicki all the way.
I need to request it. I'm requesting Nicki and Cardi.
What?
I like them both. They're all talented, and they all carry heavy talents. If you know what I mean.
Nicki is the baddest. And if you've noticed, I'm not dissing anybody, but Nicki's does have a certain level of intellect.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. It's the same.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Because I can't
no, like, she talks about... Please do not make this a big issue. It's not even a big issue, okay?
It's not big.
Bye.
Not biggie. Cut the box. I embarrassed now. Sorry. Nicki Minaj and embarrassed in the language. It is real. That's what you said. Thank you. Nicki Minaj, Shangli.
Hey, yo. Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him now. Swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain. Get your thirst quenched. Style doing him in this Burberry trench. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up in that quarter milli off the lot. Oh, now she tryna be friends like I forgot. Show off my diamonds like he's signed by the rock. Ain't pushing out his baby telly by the rock. Ayo, I been on. Bitch, you been corn. Bentley tints on. Fendi prints on. I mean, I been song. X-Men been form. He keep on dialing Nicki like the Prince song. I been on. Bitch, you been corn. Bentley tints on. Fendi prints on. Ayo, I been off. Lara been crop. They painted me out to be the bad guy. Well, it's the last time you're gonna see a bad guy do the rap game like me. I went and copped the chopsticks. Put it in my bun just to pop shit. I'm always in the top shit. Box seats, bitch, fuck the gossip. How many of them could've did it with finesse? Now everybody like she really is the best. You played checkers, couldn't beat me playing chess. Now I'm about to turn around and beat my chest. Bitch is King Kong, yes it's King Kong. Bitch is King Kong, this is King Kong. Chinese ink on, Siamese links on. Call me 2 Chainz, name go ding dong. Bitch is King Kong, yes I'm King Kong. This is King Kong, yes Miss King Kong. In my kingdom.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.
Nicki Minaj, Chang Li. Eh, alright. Okay, I've listened to the bars. Nicki Minaj, alright, she's talented. And she's also educated.
Bella.
Tapete. Close. Let's close this case.
I didn't say that.
Case closed.
I didn't say that, but oh well.
Yeah. So, if you just tuned in, you cannot just tune in now because it's a podcast, you have to listen to everything. But this is a totally random podcast, and today I've got him by.
Hi.
Fabulous. By. Everything. Mm-hmm. When are you visiting me, though?
Keep on coming.
After the pizza. What is there? Tingo Tatis. At the same business theory. We don't seem so direct. No good thing. When are you visiting me, guys? I need visitors, guys. Now I'm singing by myself. It's been 3 months strong. I'm happy by myself. I've got my little studio. What? Staying by myself. So when are you visiting me?
Mm-hmm. What am I what gonna do?
When are you visiting? When are you gonna visit me? I'm asking you on air right now.
You should. Do you remember that we used to do those? Did I tell them? Can I tell them something?
Can you tell them? I have no idea what you're about to tell them, but tell them.
Okay. So, when you are still here, when you're still in Zim, I don't know if you have lied to anyone that you're not in Zim. That you're in Zim, sorry, because now they know you're not in Zim.
Now they know, damn it. So people are pretty pleased.
I hope so. So, when you're still back here, I did an audio version of one of my, no, two.
Yeah, two.
Of my blog posts, actually. Mm-hmm. It's wishes and thin line.
Yes.
That was so fun. And I go, we should do that again.
We should. You know what? There is, it's all on you. Because there's a studio. We've got a studio back there in the that's waiting for you. I got a studio. I have no idea where you haven't been.
A born in Teen World.
No. Teen World, I was working there. That's what I was doing, Nancy. Oh, perfect waiting edits. Like, that was something else.
Oh, okay.
This studio is in, Irmu Town. Next to Dominic College.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
But then it's nicer when you get there, you know?
I know. Oh, damn. Okay. I'll fly back. And then for the weekend, you just
need
that.
You need to. You have to. Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
You have to.
I'm saying this on air. I don't care. When I come back, I want to do like a small tour, Nyana. Like, you know, like I don't have to be famous to do a tour, guys. Like, I just want to do a tour and travel Zimbabwe. Like, you know, let's call it a tour. Like, yeah, just tell my two people, like, yo, their two friends, like, hey, Owens, I'm doing a tour, I'm doing a Zimbabwe tour. Don't go to Tenderera, just going to see places, like going to Kunzuchi. Well, and Chico Fix Force course is too far. But doing that cool Kunzuchi, those, Mashingo. Then I go to Mutare. Two things though. And Sana Soifunga, this just came in. Let me just write it down. It is a simple teacher tour. But I want to do
tour.
A tour. Just, you know, just to see this place. Just to
the
see
the tour.
The tour. So if you want, are you in? Do you want to be on a tour with me? A tour. You want to be on a tour with me?
I'd love to, definitely. But I'd love to tour with you.
But you have to sponsor yourself. I'm not that rich yet.
I think we have agreed on this.
Good.
Since I don't know.
Alright, good.
The only time you're ever a gentleman, I will not say.
No, please say, when was that?
But you were meant to know.
It is well. Let it be.
Do you know that you bought me flowers and shit? Do you know that?
Hey, never know. Ew. Never. Damn, I'm sweet.
That was so cute. If that was the only time you were ever nice to me.
Bye. Cool. I've taken you out at some point. I've opened doors for you.
Yeah, but all of those things you do after I scream.
Correct.
That was funny.
Ne basko lo duwe kwa kumaning sa eduku. Kumba kwenye nipa basko. Guys, imagine. Chino no one has seen that. Yeah?
That's cute. Do you remember I would walk you back? What is, guys?
We've
come so far.
Is this like a drive to Akushika? And you know what?
You're not speeding in the Benzos. Yeah. You're still a cyclist.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that hit hard. And you know that, do you know that back then, Papa Eka, I used to see you more often than now. Because now I'll text you first.
Exactly.
Are you home? Then you'll be like, I'll be home the next 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, when I do something else. Kunge, Panda, my last visit, Ikoko, I wanted to see you, but then our times were just conflicting. And in you know, I was all over the place. I was running around like I had this chicken. Because I was doing one and twos.
Mm-hmm.
But then, thinking about it now, nowadays it's more difficult to do things because we are confined to our own walls. Like we create our own walls and then do that, let's move, but you've got walls. You're in a box already.
Yeah.
Pepper and I don't go to Myers.
And you complain.
And then, we, and then we complain. We complain.
Yeah.
But
Kudara, it was, and we didn't have, we didn't even have like phones full time. So you would call and you say, I'll be there in 30. And I would know at 30, you sure it 30. Is this hands in the way I told? Tanaka will come at 4.
Yeah, but time management did a career, guys. I don't know. Don't go sit there. Yeah. 5 minute drive and a shika. 5 minutes in a shika. No Buddha, and then Tanaka dog and Dao, and then you'll be like, ay, what's that? Eh, hey, no tinker. Ah.
Do you know why you do that? Do you know why it's like that now? Because you think, Kuti, bond in a phone, I can always communicate, Kuti, I'm going to be late. Or, and in a motor, 2 minutes in a shika. But I'm going to bask or wash is yoti. Can I that? 30 minutes,
guy. Because I'm not phone. Because I'm not phone. And I don't want to keep you waiting as well. Because you prepare me.
Exactly. Because in 30 minutes,
Mumba washaya tena kwa chuno watu gira futu mumba uzo buda futu nenyo mamu bileka
what's happening? Coming out, going in,
inside, outside, spirit, which one is this?
but do you know, sometimes
like your thinking process, as you said, when you're doing the dishes. Do you know that when you're doing the dishes or washing the car, that's the most therapeutic moment, because your mind is at ease, your mind is cautious, because you're holding plates, you're holding stuff. So your mind is just in control, and you're at the peak of thinking a lot of things. So a friend of mine told me this, Mox. I was like, do you know that washing your car is therapeutic? I was like, really? Because, I was like, I did not know.
I just
know
think
that.
Washing anything is therapeutic. I think it will be true.
Yeah, because, I don't know, but Ndagato Sujuana could actually doing that. It is. Like, it kind of, even bathing is, even showering, it's because.
I don't know.
So yeah, people shouldn't take things for granted. Do you know, I believe that we have got a lot of creative people out there. But because we've just built walls around ourselves, because right now, Inin, I stopped working for someone 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago. Because I have a creative mind. So like Chongosha, a lot of people could teach on the show, please bring us content every week, every 2 days, every what. But now your mind is not there. Your mind is not, it's not programmed to continue after every 2 weeks in the front and something. Things just happen. And you know, it's not our suwega. You know, I used to tell people kuti dino rotates from ideas, and people like, matanga sana msma kutere me. But it's true. Like most of the ideas, they, I know, it just comes like a blast. Nungu yaka wano kutu, and then I'm like, okay, let's do this. So I'm just saying what you said before, just to make sure that you're in the right direction. Because
the
Nashville can take it.
Then it doesn't make me feel any better if it's you in that direction. I need another person's opinion, not you.
Ah, don't worry. People are gonna be in your DM and like, invite me too. Hey, Chichi, don't worry. These people will be coming down.
Okay.
But yeah.
sliding.
They'll be sliding in the DM. My last question though. Tash Bada Bijana. What's your take with all this millennial love? Right? With our current love now. Before you answer that, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about it? Like, we ruled this game. But inini, honestly, right now, I feel old when I'm looking at my nephew Tanaka. I feel old when I'm looking at my friend. She's 20. I feel old because she knows more stuff than I do. She was telling me about Snapchat. Yes, I know Snapchat. I know it's got filters. But she was showing me these other new filters. Mm-hmm. Then I was just like, wait, what? Huh? How did you do it again? I felt the old inside, but I was like,
That's very true.
I was like, damn, what? I feel old when I meet you, but there's no huge age difference. It's like five years difference. But partners could get
better. But you feel like you're 30.
Yeah, exactly. And then I move again to.
These guys are so.
And then I move again to my nephew Tanaka, who is 3 years now. I did not know this, but now I do. Did you know that in my car, that's still for one, the Mercedes, if all the windows are open, there is a button that you press, and then all the windows close, and then air conservator on. I did not know that. So one day he was sitting in front and then he pressed it. So
he knows that.
He knows that.
Wow.
He even knows how to switch on the car. I know that my key and the path. I know that the tip button for the boot. The tip not lock and the tip not unlock. He knows where YouTube is on the phone. He knows that he can't sit by Wi-Fi. YouTube by Vure, cause he would get date. Can't talk Kumba. That's when he uses YouTube because there's Wi-Fi. Anything. And I slapped up my words in a corner, but I'm like, I wonder how my kids are gonna be. It's gonna be like that. Anyways.
I wonder.
So what's your take on millennial love?
What you're saying? It's crazy. I see this girl, she looks so big. She's doing big people things. You ask her age. I'm 22.
And some, they one was not over 22, they're like 90.
Honestly, I have one of my best friends, her little sister, was in grade 3 when we were in grade 7. But now she's in uni now, you know, and all that stuff. And she has a YouTube channel and all that. Every time I look at her, I'm amazed. I'm like, dude, you're 7 just yesterday. But now she's doing makeup tutorials. She's okay.
Out of famous. Don't want to tell me too. I'll get this. But still.
I know. And she's only what? 21?
Yeah. Those are the leading ages right now. Those are the leading ages right now.
Isusu, we are old.
Isusu, we are old. I think we should throw in the towel. But I understand. I refuse to be old.
Nah, you know, I'm still young. I'm young.
No, we're here for this.
I'm young.
We're here for this. So, any last words before we close? Like, what do you want to say to the people? What's going in your head? What were you prepared for? Is this what you thought
about? First things first. People should stay safe, yo. It's not a joke. Stay safe,
please.
Wash your hands. be safe. Like, it's just for what, 3 weeks?
It's, yeah.
Get it for me? You can survive it.
3 weeks, 3 weeks is nothing, guys. 3 weeks is nothing.
It's nothing, it is. It's mm-hmm. nothing. But hey, guys, just take care of yourself and each other. I always write this at the end of every post.
Yeah.
Be yourself first. Hey, this is my gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself first. Love yourself first. Value yourself first. Don't wait for nobody to do that for you, because people disappoint. Always take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Come what may, take care of yourself and others. In that order.
Okay. Yourself first. Yeah, no. Even in flying, it's like, put a mask on yourself first and then uzobatsira pa next park. Kutotangira batsira and then, no.
Exactly. You can't love the next person if you hate
her. Hate yourself.
Exactly. You never spread any positivity if you are a negative person. Mm-hmm. So, always work on yourself first. Love yourself. That's when you can only understand how other people should love you or can love you, when you know your own love language. What's your love language anyway?
I do not know my love language. I don't know what languages are there.
What do you know, Tanaka? Anyway.
What do I know? I'm just a guy touring the nation, guys. Just another black guy touring the nation.
But yeah, that's what I have to say. And you are amazing.
Aww.
Yes.
Thank you. And you too. You are fabulous.
I know.
I just see it. But yeah,
I'm all chatty on you right now. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. So where can people find you on social media? Where, how can people get hold of you? Don't give out your number.
Okay.
So you do, don't want your number.
That's fast.
Zero. Can I come across? Teaching. When it went number, can I WhatsApp? Equal the number. Cash. No, we don't want your numbers.
Okay.
He knows you. I know you like that.
Stop the numbers, Elgo. Right, so well, for blog, it's Wimbi as in WIMBIE.
Mm-hmm.
Wimbi's blog, wimbi.home.blog. I use WordPress. And on Instagram, it's Wimbi Isabel. On Facebook, it's Wimbi Zavakui. Yeah. Talk to me then. That I'm going to number down. So
number plate. But I'll put them down in the description, though. I'll put the links again in the description for easy access, because mm-hmm. I know you guys like easy access, if you know what I mean.
Definitely, people want fast things these days.
Yes. Anyways, this is ATG the Animator. Stay safe and please kiss them all. But alright, I was about to go again, but this has been weird now I'm doing Gezaga 2, which is weird. I happen on Ruken, I'm like, but why now I'm going to pants and I'm going to, I feel like now that is something that's come on that Gez. But yeah, and we're not taking any chances. Anyway, this has been another episode of Totally Random Podcast with yours, ATG the Animator, and my guest today has been Wimbi, Miss Wimbi. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for allowing your time with us here. Hope everyone who's listening in right now, you learned one or two things. And please come down in the DM. Let us know what you think about all this, about all the topics and what we talked about and wada. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. And do not forget to leave a 5-star and comment on iTunes or any other device that you're playing on. It could be on the net. And this is Titan Bo. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, week. What? See you next time. I'm out.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.
Nanza kwenza inkosi kazi ube ngowamumfazi sithandane sithandane cuz I've always loved you
kwenza inkosi kazi ube ngowamumfazi sithandane.